Hello and welcome to another edition.
You hesitated. I thought, was that my invite to jump in?
I thought you taught me to hesitate. You told me that girls dig that.
Well, yeah. That was a different context, Mark. God.
Oh, I don't
help
have
me
context
here,
anymore.
Man.
I
help
really
me help,
don't.
Help me help you.
Help me help
Please,
you.
Love of God. Welcome to Considering Some Things, folks. You were listening to our host, Mark Storr, and I'm just the co-host guy.
He's number two, we like to call him number two. Yeah. Should I call you that? Should we just refer to
I think that's a shitty thing to say, sir.
You know, I was going to challenge you before we started recording today to go through an entire episode without any profanity. And here, 45 seconds into it.
Sorry.
You should be. You should be. You're never going to get promoted above co-host when you.
I know. That's good. I know. I want to be assistant to the co-host.
That's right. Well, you're here on December 30th on this momentous day, the second, the penultimate day of 2020, which has just been, well, as Keith referred to it, really a truly shitty year. And 2021 doesn't look a whole lot better.
No, it really doesn't. No. It's just the same as it ever was kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I'm thinking the immunization thing is really going to be like the, you know.
Which one do you want? Do you want Moderna or do you want Pfizer?
I'm going to do both.
I loved your wife's, Keith's wife, lovely and gracious Mrs. Cox, posted a thing today that said, Pfizer. We helped you with your penis.
Yes,
now
we
let us help you with coronavirus.
We're dealing with all the hard issues. So there you go.
We have really slipped off the edge of...
Speaking of hard issues, by the way, being a musician nowadays, very, very, very hard. We're all struggling. I've got to admit, I'm afraid to admit because, you know, everybody's so horrified, but I had... I got to play a private party, which was wonderful. And it's like, the only thing is how bad my fingers hurt because I have not been playing my guitar like at all. Horrible, horrible thing. But if you are a struggling musician, hey, come on over and you're in the 805. The 805 Musician Network is a Facebook site purely for musicians, and it's musicians helping musicians. We talk about gigs, where to find them, which is, you know, a needle in a haystack right now. But we also sell our gear. We buy gear. We find projects, even for bass players. There are projects there.
It's not fair. It's not fair that the bass players get stuck in the last place.
I know. That's terrible. If you are a musician, you live on the 805, look for us, 805 Musician Network on the Facebook, where they will not
have they censored you yet?
No, they have not. That's one of the things on the 805 Musician. We don't actually allow politics, and every time someone does political, I censor you by deleting the post.
We don't do politics here either.
No, we don't. No. Nope.
We're also brought to you by Nabu Wines, NABU Wines, NABU. That's Napa. And Malibu, though, Nabu. We get grapes from both of those places. I say we because I'm pretending like I'm part of them. I actually have written for them before, so, you know, full disclosure. But great wines, great varietals, great blends from my good friends Greg Barnett and Jeff Bailey, Westlake Village, doing really incredible wines that are unique and wonderful, and you deserve to go. And so go grab a glass of Nabu Wines. You go to nabuwines.com, NABUwines.com. Type in Nabu15 to get a 15% discount. If you're in the LA County, Ventura County, and even slightly northern Orange County, Greg himself will deliver wines to you. He's got a great local delivery set up. He's got a wonderful, wonderful bar set up, of course. You know, California being what it is, the bar isn't really working right now, but someday we're going to get that back again. It'll be nice to do that.
Someday. And by the way, he nailed the Nabu. That is a great name. It has this almost mystic kind of quality. I am Nabu.
Well, the wines do have
I mean, they would have blown it if they went like Malpa. that just sounds like
Malpa
a pack
wines.
Animal. That's Malpa.
I got Malpa that Malpa. Wine. I bought that Malpa over there.
Yeah.
Nabu Wines, nabuwines.com. Greg Barnett, Jeff Bailey, go and have yourself a glass of wine. You deserve it, and God knows you need it.
And by the way, Mark, what are you drinking?
Oh, I'm glad you've asked. I have been quaffing on a, I'm almost, I don't know how to say it. Stolpen Vineyards from our good friends right up there in Santa Inez. And Stolpen grows just absolutely incredible Rhone varietal grapes. They're even growing some Pinot Noir now, but that is neither here nor there. They have a GSM this year, and this is only a 2019. It is a young and fresh wine. And I have been quaffing on it. I've bought six bottles. I don't think it's enough. I'm going to have to buy six more. It's delicious. It's really, really good. So I've been having it that tonight. How about you?
That sounds delicious. Well, I'm back at the Shoestring, the 2008 Syrah.
Does it taste like a graveyard?
Oh my God. It is, every time I just like, it's always that first sip. You're like, after a long day, that first sip of Syrah. And then of course my wife made these really cool, this like little pork kind of dinner thing. With blue cheese on top of it, and you sip the Syrah with it.
Oh, that's beautiful. So pork and blue cheese. So two great tastes that go great together anyway.
Yep. And then you throw in some of this Syrah. It's delish. I'm just thrilled. And speaking of thrilling, who do we have as a guest today, Mark?
I'm glad you've asked. So
wait, should we announce him or just ask him what he's drinking?
No, don't ask him yet because he'll say something really disappointing.
It's a sports energy drink.
I heard that. There's no call for that kind of talk.
Other than Keith, who's one of my oldest friends in the world, among my second oldest friends in the world, is Scott Wolf, the mysterious G-Man, who comes to us once in a while to spread good cheer and, of course, a little bit of sense and reason. At least
and
more than
he's also watching you.
And you touch yourself entirely too much.
You know, Mark, I'd say I'm happy to be here, but after listening to the intro, I think I might have made a mistake tonight.
Your reputation is shot already. So
yeah, already.
It started off bad. I'm just
ruined.
There's 8 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah.
You know, all I know is that I am now the only one in this group, and this is phenomenal to me. I am the only one in this group of three, Scott Wolf, Keith Cox, me. Of the three of us, I'm the only guy who sits around on Sunday watching football games.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's true. I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Caveat, I used to. And, you know, it sucks. I don't, you know, big, I'm a big Chiefs fan. Go Chiefs. Mm-hmm.
And, I guess and they're great.
They're amazing. I did watch, to be fair, the Super Bowl, and I will watch it again if they're back. I will. It
may well be. They have to get through my Steelers first, my friend.
Here we go with Pittsburgh again.
Steelers. Yeah, they're already showing their true colors. They're falling apart.
They really are. They are falling apart. There's no question about it.
Not that I'm watching, but they're falling apart.
Yeah, apparently you're watching. The Buffalo Bills handed them their butts the other night. Scott.
Yes, sir.
What are you drinking?
I myself am drinking a fine beer from California's Central Coast. I am drinking Figaro Mountain Brewing's Grass Mountain, a hazy IPA. It's delicious.
I love a hazy IPA.
As do I.
Oh, I love, love, love. All right. So is that a go-to for you for hazy IPAs?
It is one of my go-tos, yes. It's fairly new on their lineup, at least new to me. I just discovered it here recently. And I keep coming back.
There you go.
Now, Keith no longer really drinks a lot of beer because, well, you know, he's a pansy. But
okay, so I'm gonna admit something, and it's almost embarrassing. So I played a private party, music wise, last weekend.
And you drank mineral water.
No, I drank. They didn't have. This is what they had. I kid you not. Miller Ultra.
Michelob Ultra.
Ooh. It was the, you know, I was thrilled because it's like two carbs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can drink that. And it just goes down like water because that's like what it is. It's like,
you know, water. Keith, there are three times when drinking that beer is okay. Only three.
Well,
let's hear.
Friday night frat parties. Saturday afternoon mowing the lawn, and Sunday evening shooting rats at the dump.
I got one, Mickey.
I seem to recall that.
Yes, that for years. Yes, I have.
Or when you're playing a party and that's all they have.
That's right. It's okay if it's free.
It was free.
You are belying a truth. That used to be your Michelob was your go-to drink.
Yes, but not Michelob Ultra.
No, I'm talking about Keith Cox here.
Oh, okay. Well, that was, and, you know, I had my phony ID, if you remember that. Doug Snyder's phony ID.
Which looked nothing like you. You've told this.
Looked nothing. I mean, like, oh, look at Doug Snyder. Yeah, look at nothing like. All you had to do, look at the height. He's 5'7", and I was 6 foot by then. It was hilarious. But, he's smiling, and he had broken teeth, and you know, he was like, please call him Dougula. Doug, I love you. Don't. I'm not trying to. You know, if you're listening.
I got a real good dentist.
Beady eyes. He had wavy hair. No one ever looked. I got away. Got into so many cool little places with that stupid ID. It was hilarious. And of course, I drank Michelob's because the bottle looked really adult.
It looked like a penis is what it looked like.
Well, later on.
Yeah.
But at the time, it looked fancy, and I felt like I, you know, I wasn't going to buy the Coors because that's what the kids were drinking. But adults, they drank Michelob. Yeah.
Ooh, fancy.
So I felt adult. And then I would, you know, order a rum and Coke afterwards. Rum is your starter liquor, by the way.
It's your starter liquor. There's some truth to that.
It really is. I don't know what anybody says. That is a starter booze right there.
Yeah, who gave that to us as a gift? I forget. I might have been my sister-in-law, but she bought the Kraken. You know, from Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a picture of a giant octopus on the front, and it's rum. It's spiced rum, dark spiced rum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's pretty good. It's pretty tasty.
And it's funny because, you know, my favorite rye, Angel's Envy Rye, is my favorite. That is actually fermented in rum.
It is. I didn't realize that.
It is aged in rum barrels.
Aged.
Right?
Correct. Aged.
We've finally gotten into adult conversation here. Yeah, that Angel's Envy is about one of the best things going.
My God. Yeah, I'm preaching the world. It's expensive. You know, it's $100 a bottle or whatever, but worth every drop. And now I only drink it when friends come over and I'm like, you want to try the best rye in the whole wide world?
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, it's the best rye in the whole wide world.
Yeah, except when I showed up the last time, it was empty and you still had the bottle out.
That's okay. Yeah. The last time I was over there, he hid the bottle.
Oh, crap.
Didn't even leave it out.
I got to hide this stuff.
What are you doing, Keith? Oh, Scott's coming. I got to put this away.
Here, I just bought a whole case of Michelob Ultra.
Ooh, and Scott got excited.
Yeah.
No.
I got a whole bunch of Fig hazy IPAs.
Now labels. We're talking, yeah.
Put it. I put the labels on him, so he had no idea. He thought it was a hazy IPA.
You know, that's because the G-men. That's what they drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Scott's a G-man, and of course, you know, he's G. Scott Wolf. So
that's right.
G stands for government. G. Scott Wolf.
Damn.
G. Scott Wolf. People. We're talking about New Year's resolutions here. What we're calling New Year's revolutions, because as we say, I don't think 2021 looks a whole lot better.
It's not lining up that way.
Yeah. No, it's really not. But is it? Do we have some hope? Let's see what we can come up with here.
Man. I've already got one idea. I do. I'm going to buy all the leftover 2020 calendars and we're going to burn them.
This
is what we're going to do. We're going to have a 2020 burning.
George Orwell would be proud.
You could probably sell them for twice as much as they sold for in January 2020.
I think everybody would just want to burn them. I don't think we want no reminder, right? Uh-huh. Oh, there you go. I'm also going to try to relearn some social cues after a year at home.
Well, don't get too excited because I think you're going to have more than a year at home before this is all said and
done. Well, there you go. I know.
Do you really think it'll lock down for that long to past March?
No. Well, I don't see unless the governor's orders are overturned in the courts here,
right?
We were talking about a little while ago, which could happen.
It's possible. But
unless that happens, if we're going by the standards that he has set for these regions, the Southern California region, in my estimation, isn't going to be on a downward trend until probably the first week in February, the last week in January, maybe. And then by the time you get to 15% capacity, for ICU beds, you're probably talking March. Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
that's the best case. Yeah.
There's so many questions about that, but I'm not even going to go into those because I think they're more argument than anything else. But the simple fact is, we are where we are. We're living our lives, folks. We have to move forward. So how we move forward? Well, here's how I moved forward today. Today's December 30th, as you're listening to this. We recorded this episode December 17th, and on the morning...
Did not. Kidding.
By the way, Mark, if you're saying that for my benefit, you don't have to worry. I understand how these podcast things work. I know Keith might be a little primer, but...
Why did I know that was a jab at me?
You know, ouch. The problem with having Scott on the show is we really don't need to say the jokes. We just all start laughing.
Oh, man, that was good. That was good. You're funny. I heard things. You're funny. Like a clown.
Would I abuse you? December 17th, 2020, I submitted and filed my application for retirement from the California teachers system.
Get off my lawn.
I've already practiced get off my lawn.
You've been doing that for years.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna Michael Pierce, who was the second guest on the show after Keith Cox, who was the first guest on the show.
Yay.
Michael Pierce and I have decided to write a book together called Get Off My Lawn. We even started naming the chapters.
Get off my lawn.
You whippersnappers, one of them?
No, it's far more bludgeoning than, than that.
Bloody hooligans.
Yeah, whippersnappers.
Bloody hooligans.
Hooligans, I...
All right, Keith, let's talk about 2021.
All right. What do you want to know about it?
I, first of all, don't like your particular resolution.
Well, okay. So here's another one, and that is I have to, believe it or not, this is a thing, and that there's a dress code for Zoom meetings.
But it doesn't include actually,
you have to understand, they actually had to make a dress code for Zoom meetings because people are just staying home so long that they, my underwear, you know, that kind of thing.
They probably haven't even changed it.
No, jammies and things like that. And, you know, and they actually say you can't, don't wear pajamas and a nice shirt. We know, just don't do that. I mean, there's literally a memo that went out on Zooming, the proper etiquette. That's one of my resolutions, is to not wear my jammies anymore with a nice shirt. I had a nice shirt hanging behind me. Like, oh, Zoom time, put on a nice shirt. Jammies. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So that's going to go into 2021, though. We're still Zooming like crazy. That's what I'm wondering is, like, now that we're doing this, how many people are like, oh, well, you know, I can just kind of work from home all the time now.
Well, there's lots of people. And listen, I say this without any picking of a side. The teachers unions, particularly the ones in California, including my own, have really been the ones to drive stay at home. And the simple fact is, from a pedagogical and educational point of view, it's probably not good for the kids. It's not helping.
Amen.
But the teachers unions are the ones saying, no, we're not going back to work until it's safe. The fact is, the data are all very clear about how safe it is, that schools should be open. Now, look, high schools, you could make an argument that high schools are a little bit of a different animal than, say, K through 8, about 13 or 14 years old. But the simple fact here, folks, is that schools aren't going to reopen anytime soon. We are on a quarter system. And as on a quarter system, that we're in the second quarter right now, and we have two more weeks to go with the quarter system after we get back from the holiday break. And the third quarter runs from the middle of January to the end of March. And that quarter is already been deemed to be at home. We're going to be at home. So there's only one quarter after that from late March to June, and we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, my kids' high school is actually open, and there are students on campus, although they are in a hybrid format. They have it broken up into two blocks, and one goes Monday, Tuesday, the other goes Wednesday, Thursday, and they both stay home on Friday. And my resolution for 2021 is that my two high schoolers, who right now are both still doing the distant learning thing, will be back in school in January. Because I can't deal with them at home anymore. No. No more. No, that's what we're doing, yeah.
It might have something to do with the fact that California, I don't know about other states, I'm assuming it's similar, but California, it was reported today, I heard on the news, that the recommendation in the state of California is that teachers be on the second line to get the coronavirus vaccine. I'm assuming that's because parents are going, get the kids out the house.
And I'm good with teachers getting that because, you know, they run into a lot of people and who knows where these kids have been.
I know some of these teachers.
Give them the vaccine. Yeah.
I'm not taking it.
Get my kids out of the house. Oh, you lie. I'm not taking it. You will crawl over your wife to get to that vaccine.
Here's the real issue is teachers are digging this whole Zoom teaching.
I'm the guy that's not going to deny that. Now, again, I'm a different animal. I'm in my last year of teaching. I don't think it's good for kids, and I miss the one-on-one with kids, but the fact is this is not hard. This is just not hard. It's not hard for me to do.
No.
And that doesn't mean the kids are learning, and I don't think they are.
So I'm not trying to be weird, but I think you're the one with the echo.
Yeah, maybe the one with the echo, which I don't understand because I've got a microphone.
Is there a way you can test for that, Mark?
No.
Test for echo?
Yeah.
Get it?
I got it. Yeah, that's why I said it.
We move further away, but I don't know. No, I don't think. I don't know why. Why is there an echo? I don't know. Echo.
So is that your resolution, is to not wear jammies when you're teaching kids?
You know what? I get dressed up every day.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I get up and my first class isn't until 10 o'clock in the morning. I feel like a college professor.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And so I get up at 6 and I do my routine and I take the dog for a walk. I come back and I do a little exercise. I shower and get ready for the day and, you know, correspondence and check everything. And then I teach. And I teach from 10:08 till about 10:40.
That's rough.
Yeah. And then I teach from 12:22 until 1 o'clock. And then I teach from 2 o'clock till 2:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you poor guy.
And you get dressed for that?
I can see why you want to retire.
Dude, man. I don't know how you get through a day like that. Poor guy.
Not sure how I'm going to make it for the rest of the year. It's a rough day. Yeah.
That is tough, man.
A little more than 5 months to do this. This is very hard.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you, man. Poor guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think my resolution going into 2021, is, one of them, is going to actually be to start wearing jammies. because I'm the only one in my office who comes into the office every day of the week, and I get dressed for it the same way I did before COVID. Gives me an excuse to get out of the house because I couldn't get any work done if I was here at home. That's for sure.
Yeah. I've been coming to I'm back in the office since July. So it's been, you know, rocking and business as usual for me. Business casual.
Yep.
That's Come on, Keith. We did this last episode. You got to do it again. All right. Ready? We got you've got the gray slacks.
Mm-hmm.
You got the olive or the sort of green slacks.
Get the I don't have any green slacks.
You don't have the olive. You need to go get a pair of olive. You need them.
Maybe. I guess that's next. I've got about four variations of gray. There's dark gray. There's
that's
a bluish
the name
gray.
Of the new book.
four variations of gray.
Four variations of gray. It's going to be about business attire.
That's
story
it.
Of well, a truly no, dull
it's,
man.
It's going to be my OBS. Four variations of gray. The exploits of a risk manager. Four variations
you
of gray.
You will sell millions of copies.
I think that would rock, actually. I'm on it. I've already got the first chapter.
We've already Heather, the
Heather Gray.
Pepper Gray, yeah. And the last chapter of the book is called Khaki.
Yes.
Khaki, don't go there.
To khaki and beyond. I do have khakis. I've got khaki / tan.
Yeah.
I've got blue. I've got a pair of blue slacks. Blue's and of course, you have to have black.
Oh. I disagree.
Oh.
What do you wear?
You don't have any black?
You're a G-man.
I do, but I haven't worn any. I haven't worn black in months.
Oh, I mix it up. Every day you're going to get either black, blue, gray, or tan. You're going to get them all.
That's what you get with me, only no black.
Okay.
Gray, blue, khaki, you know.
That's it. You don't have, do you have olive too?
I don't anymore.
I don't have olive either. I've never even thought
about it. I did, but I don't now.
Yeah. You know why? It's like that Mr. Green Jeans thing, and it's like, yeah. Hey, here comes Green Jeans. Like anybody knows who that is anymore.
Oh, come on, Captain Kangaroo, man. You got to know
who that is.
We're a Gen X show. It's not like
that's true. Everybody knows
Green Jeans. Listening to us.
That's a good point.
It's not like there's a bunch of anybody listening to us. Right?
Mom, did you hear what he said?
Yeah. You're going to really hurt my dad's feelings.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Although, I would put money on he's not listening either.
I guarantee you.
You got a couple of weeks to make sure he is, though. No. So.
I can call him.
I'm thinking
to episode 45. You got
I'm thinking we'll get Scott Wolf to listen to this. And about it. Maybe his goodness. Wife. I don't know.
Maybe Jen will listen to it.
Nope, not a bit.
No,
not a chance.
You got like 1,800 kids running around the house. She doesn't have time to do that stuff.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Can you name them all at one sitting? I mean, just one go. Can you name your kids?
With as much beer as I've had tonight? No.
No. That's like my adopted siblings. I forget how many I have.
For God's sake. That's like the ghost of Christmas present at your parents' house.
It really is.
Do you have many siblings, Spirit? Over 1,800. Yeah. That must be John Cox. That's
the ghost of adopters' future. He adopts a lot of kids.
There is quite the echo. It's like we're broadcasting at a ballpark today.
Yeah, I wonder whose fault that is. You know what? I would almost blame Final Girl people, but they're not here.
They're not here. We can't find them.
By the way, did you pass on my recommendation to the Final Girl people?
I did. Scott recommended that the Final Girl folks pitch down, if they haven't already, to the Phantom Carriage in Carson, which is this funk. Is it a restaurant, Scott?
It's a brewery, and they specialize in kind of wild ales. But they have a horror movie theme, and you walk in and it's dark and spooky, and there's usually a horror movie showing on the wall in one of the rooms.
Oh, good God. I've never been there. I want to go.
It's awesome. Every time I go down that way, I go. It's amazing. And the beer is fantastic. Yeah.
That's it, you son of a bitch. I'm in.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
But it's the perfect place for Final Girl Wines. You know?
It really
that
is.
That would be perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let them know. They need to do that. Where is it?
It's Carson. In Carson. Yeah.
Oh, Carson. Okay. Yeah.
It's right up the street from the Goodyear blimp landing spot. Yeah.
Scott goes there a lot because he's a government guy and he has to get away a lot.
Well, when I go down to Long Beach for a conference, I always stop at Phantom Carriage. Yeah.
There's a safe house there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That was a great advertiser. They got free ad from you.
That's right.
Whenever I go down south, I
Figaro stop. Mountain Brewing, a fine Central Coast brewery.
That's very good.
I get 10 bucks every time I say that.
Yeah, what we need, actually, you're going to be our new commercial guy.
Scott, come in and do commercials.
Scott is going to do commercials. Tell us a little bit about the 805 Musician Network, Scott. Go.
And then he does it. And then
they even deal with bassists.
Yes.
And then once Bingo. In a while, he'll start to kind of rear his head into our conversation, and we'll just go, shut up, Scott.
Not time for the ads yet.
You're the ad guy. Be quiet. Wait, is it time for another ad? Oh,
nope, not yet.
Shut up.
We'll have a whole routine worked out.
All right, that's my resolution. I'm going to be the ad guy in 2021.
Yeah. That's a fine resolution.
There you go.
So one of the things that's happened in the midst of our consternation over retirement and moving out of California for the longest time, we have been fully committed to moving to the state of Washington. But here's the thing.
Fools.
Washington is California with colder weather.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's basically that. And we've learned that in the midst of all of what's happening among us all with the COVID and the lockdowns. There's this right next door, just a little, you head north and then real sudden, like as Hawkeye said in Last of the Mohicans, turn right to the east. There's this little state called Idaho. Mm-hmm. And we have friends there, people we know. One of my childhood friends who was my next door neighbor for years lives there now with her husband and kids. And, you know, I was talking to her through the social media. And she said, oh, yeah, we're going out to dinner tonight. They went out to a restaurant and there's no lockdowns in Idaho. And there's the governor says, yeah, you know, be careful. There's a pandemic on. Wash your hands. Stay away from people. Other than that, have a good night. And I'm thinking that's looking pretty good. And we've actually kind of started turning our search toward the potato state. Yeah.
Wow.
So, exercise caution going to Idaho because – from what I gather, I love going to Idaho. It's a beautiful place. There's some amazing things to do there. But the people in Idaho are getting real tired of Californians moving there because the Californians move there to move to Idaho and then turn it into California.
Well, the same. That was the same thing. I remember that when I moved to Oregon.
Oregon, yes.
Yeah, for like 3 months or whatever.
And
like,
look at Oregon now. Look at Oregon now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I got out. But it's a good point. Good point.
I'm very aware of that. It's true in Washington too. It's funny because what it does is it drives the prices up. But prices are reasonable where we're looking, and we are Idaho voters. We're not California voters escaping.
Well, that's just it. And you know what state doesn't hate Californians? Truthfully, and what state doesn't? They're all like, oh, you're ruining my land. You know, you come up, you're going to get out of here, California.
No, I think the point I'm making there is you are Idaho voters now, but what Idaho voters are really afraid of is the California folk moving there and turning Idaho voters into California voters.
Sure, I know. And I'm not one of those.
Yeah. But you may wind up living with a bunch of them.
Yeah, I know. And I it is something to be aware of. I mean, we've looked all over. I mean, Nevada was always an option. The problem with Nevada is summertime. Yeah. I don't want to live in because we really like Boulder City, Nevada. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful place. And right there near Lake Mead, you can see it. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But come on, you're in the middle of the desert. Yeah. So
yeah, that's why I'm attracted to more of the northern, you know, Virginia City, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Reno.
There are
places
in Nevada that are very nice.
Yeah, very nice. I mean, you're going to get the cold. But it's not as drastic, but it doesn't matter that, you know, the only thing about Nevada is up there, especially when you get close to, you know, Tahoe and things like that, it's definitely becoming California priced, but
sure,
still a red state.
Yeah.
Apparently, Arizona ain't no more.
Well, it's purple, certainly purple. Yeah.
That's what she said.
I can't believe you said that.
I'm sorry.
Really? Like you can't? Are you serious?
No.
I'd like to apologize for Keith Cox tonight.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You can edit that out if you want.
Yeah, that takes effort.
Yeah.
Man, obviously, I've been listening to the shows.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway.
My resolution. Well, my resolution is, I'm going to retire and move on. Move on out of the state of California.
And that's maybe Idaho now. Then.
Possibly Idaho.
Are you actually going to go up there and look ahead of time?
Yeah, we are. February. I know that you guys are going to be really appreciative and supportive because of how hard I work. Because February, we have a week off of school. And then, of course, there's spring break. We have another week off of school. Uh-huh. It's a very challenging career.
Is that a fairly new thing, that February break?
Yeah. And I always laugh at it because it just started 2 years ago, and they called it Ski Week. And I thought,
yes,
you could not be more out of touch with the people in a school district that exists where 90% in the district, 90% of the people who are in the district are people who don't ski.
Yeah.
There's no skiing going. It's a working class district. And you know, I'm telling you, I laughed. I when we had it to a vote, it was given us as a vote, and I voted against it. Yeah. I apparently was in the minority. I lost. So,
yeah.
But I'm going to take advantage of it.
Well, of course you are.
So we'll head up to Washington to visit my daughter at school, and then we'll cut across into Idaho in February, depending on weather and how we can drive.
Are you going to go to like Boise or something?
Yeah, that's where we'd like to live. The girls already looked, when I say girls, my wife and my sister-in-law already looked in northern Idaho, which of course is God's country, beautiful place. But they weren't particularly happy with wanting to live there. It just wasn't their speed. Boise kind of has the best of both worlds. You still have access to a lot of the natural surroundings, and you also have a bit of a cultured life there. We're leaning toward Boise as a destination, and we'll see what happens. My wife keeps saying it snows there.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. And I point out, and it also gets 90 to 95, sometimes above in the summertime.
And there'll be bugs.
Yeah.
There'll be humidity. There'll be bugs.
No, not a lot of humidity.
No, it's pretty.
Yeah. It's fairly dry. Mm-hmm. You're in a fairly dry place, but it's nice. And Scott and I have gone to Idaho a couple of times. Scott's been there more than I. I've been up there. I had an uncle who lived in Boise, and I went there a couple of times to visit him. I like Idaho. I'm very fond of the place.
I want to visit it. I wanted to check it out.
Well, come
on. I've got friends who have property there as well. And of course, when you look at their property, you're like, oh my God. And they say there's just a population.
I just heard another beer open.
Yes, you did. This one is Hoppy Poppy. Oh, another fine IPA from Figueroa Mountain Brewing.
That's not a hazy IPA, though.
No, it's not. It's not a hazy.
He's lying. It's a Michelob Ultra.
In a can.
Yes.
Well, that's how they came. In a was can. Right?
Did they come?
Yeah. And the ones I was drinking did.
Oh, my gosh.
Tastes like water.
That's unfortunate in so many ways.
Yep.
So many reasons, though, to be excited about 2021.
Are there?
Well, we can finally say that hindsight is 2020. Hey-oh! I didn't know when I was going to be able to work that joke, and I just wanted to throw it in somewhere.
You've been waiting all show for that?
No, most of the show.
37 minutes, 10 seconds.
Yeah, at least 30 of it, yeah.
I feel like the other resolution is when life returns, it will return to something like normal in 2021, and it could be later. It could be in the summer. It could be after the summer. It could be the fall. I want to travel. I want to see some things.
Yes.
Go and do. I think no matter who was in the White House, I think what you'll see in 2021 is the economy will, as soon as people can move about again, the economy will just surge because people will move. People will want to get out and go.
Agreed. You may find it takes a little longer than we hope. I mean, there's a lot of people out of work, and the support system to make all that happen is going to have to gear back up. But yeah, I would think that, you know, by the fall of next year, we should be humming again. And
I think, and I'm going to be Mr. Pessimistic a little bit, because I just think, well, I want to throw this out for what it's worth. So we're going to get over this stuff, but now we've set a precedent. I mean, this is stuff that this unheard of stuff. So now, I would be fearful to start a restaurant business right now. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, even when everything gets better.
Right.
Everything's better. It's like, okay, everything's good. Go ahead and start a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then so you're going to do all that. And then COVID
21 hits.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Attack of the COVID zombies or whatever. But I mean, I would be, because now you know the industry that's just going to take a beating. Yeah. Why would you want to risk that at this point? I'm wondering what long term, how this resonates when it is all better for however long until they.
I think that's a valid fear. I can't disagree with you. I'll add this in, though, and that is that we are seeing what can only really be described as defiance and rebellion across the nation. Yeah. You know, you've got 150 businesses in Minneapolis, Minnesota, who are set to open tomorrow because they're going to be defying Governor Waltz. Tim Waltz is the governor there. They're going to be defying his emergency orders because they're saying, look, you're killing our business. You're killing our livelihoods. You're killing who we are. We can't live this way. And you don't have a right to tell us what to do for a living. And it's going to go to court. It has to.
It has to. Exactly, yeah. Right. If this really does change, it's got to go to court. This has to be tried.
Yeah.
It has to be put on. We have to, you know, and the Constitution has to be proven correct. Otherwise, and so far, because of the fear, and I just think it's such a perfect storm where you've got these two sides, this is all a bunch of BS, and oh my God, you're killing us.
Yeah.
Wear your mask, you know, that kind of thing. And you're a jerk and you're killing people for not wearing a mask. And you're a jerk if you don't sacrifice your business because you're going to kill so many people. And you've got that extreme person who, you know, and you got a lot of that, to be honest with you.
Sure.
Fear is an amazing thing. And you can make just people turn on each other like that. This has just been
fear is what this is all about. There's no question.
Yeah.
Founded or not, we can leave that for another time, but that this is all about fear.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not even questioning the fact that, again, I don't think anybody in the world is saying that the COVID thing ain't real. Yeah, you know, it is, and, you know, and some people are going to die, but still amazing that, no one's talking about the flu right now.
Well, they are talking about, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal today that says, oh, well, here's the reason. I actually wrote to the reporter.
Oh, okay.
And the reporter reported back. Yeah, there's a reason that what they're saying is, well, masking and social distancing work. But then they turn around and say, well, wait, we're not doing it enough. Right. Well, it can't be both.
Yeah, right. Now, and that's what I've heard as well. Well, that's because we're doing all this mask. So I'm like, wait a minute. How could it be working for the flu but not for COVID?
Right. Because and here is the answer that I received. Are you ready for this?
Oh, this is going to be good.
Or did I already erase it? Oh, no.
Yeah,
because I was so angry, I erased it.
Stupid. It had to have been some stupid reply.
Well, she responded that what doctors are saying to her, or rather what her sources are saying to her, is that because it's a new virus, it would be even worse if people weren't masking and social distancing than it is now. And I'm like, I don't know. It could get a whole lot worse. Los Angeles County is reporting that they are now completely overrun, that their ICUs are overrun. And of course, the thing that no one's talking about, because the media has no interest in talking about it, is it may well be true that the emergency rooms may well be overrun, but they're not all COVID cases.
Right.
That's just the bottom line. They're not. And so we're really kind of, until we get some truth, and we just haven't had a good dose of truth. Keith and I mentioned last time, you know, Dr. Fauci has been a very difficult figure in all this. You can love him, you can hate him. You cannot deny that he has, at least on the very face of it, spoken out of both sides of his mouth. He has been duplicitous.
Mm-hmm.
And as Keith said, to be fair, maybe it's because facts on the ground keep changing. That could be.
Right. I think so. Yeah.
So, and if that is true, then that is true. But the bottom line here, I've said the bottom line an awful lot.
What's the bottom line?
The bottom line is I need to make a little more money.
So you're going to retire.
Yeah, I'm going to retire. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are other jobs that pay as well as you have and have to work a couple hours a day.
Now, do you think when I get another job, am I going to have to work a little more? I think I have to actually do some things? Yeah. Oh, no.
There's this weird thing called a work ethic.
I may not have thought this through.
you're gonna move to Idaho and become a teacher.
Yeah.
You're like, well, do what you know.
Making that's like it. Half of what I made down here. But it won't matter because it's about half as expensive.
That's right. Exactly.
Stay at home and Sue tries to strangle you.
Well, she's already done that.
There you go.
Well, yeah. And her point was that, you know, the Wall Street Journal reporter's point was that masking is working better. And the fact is it would get worse if people weren't doing that. And I keep saying, well, I don't know. See, again, we have data. We know some things, and politicians have not been following the data. It's just that simple on both sides of the aisle. It's a very bizarre time. That's what worries me about 2021. Someone's got to follow the data. Can we just actually look at the data and say, oh, well, this, that's why the restaurant things are opening, because the judges are saying, all right, Los Angeles County, same thing happened. Judge said in LA County, restaurants can open. You do not have the right to close down restaurants on outdoor dining because the evidence says that COVID doesn't spread very well outside. So open the restaurants. Well, of course, the state's overall order is that restaurants had to close their outdoor dining.
Right. So now you have to sue the state to get that.
And that's already in the works, but that hasn't gone through yet.
Right.
By the way, here's a fun little piece. In one of those lawsuits, the assemblyman by the name of Kylie has filed, and he's getting relatively famous on this. The governor's counter argument in writing, his lawyers put, and the first words of his counter argument are, "This is not a Roman dictatorship." That's Governor Newsom's comeback for you're closing us all down and killing people's businesses.
So is it a, what kind of dictatorship?
Exactly.
We're modeling more after the Russian Chinese for sure, but not the Romans.
The Romans.
Kylie's response was, you know, it's interesting that he feels it was necessary to say that. see, we went and got, you were supposed to stop us from going political. Oh,
hey, guys, we're in the politics.
Yeah, you
know? Get out of the water. Get out, everybody, get out. Get out.
There is shrinkage. We've got shrinkage.
I'm the ad guy. I'm not responsible for content here.
Your paycheck says differently.
Yeah. I understand you doubled it this week.
I can see you're making as much as I do, and I'm pissed. Yes. I'm pissed.
Well, you know, earn your keep is all I can say, you know, co-host. Just do your job.
Sit back and sip on some of your Nabu wine and just simmer down, boy.
Thank you. It's a good idea.
He's simmering down now.
I'm not as angry as I was a minute ago.
Well, but you're drinking Shoestring, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, so is Shoestring still in business, Keith?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are. And they've caught the county's attention. So.
No, what did they do? They're not, it's not like they're having music or anything.
I think they were just open when that tasting room was open when it shouldn't have been. I'm just hearing this.
Yeah, but everybody sits outside and they've got all these, everything's separate. Everything's supposed to be clean. I get it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, they're doing all the other precautions.
Have to come to court? Is that what's going to have to happen?
Yeah. Well, it depends. We've got a couple of, there's a couple of industry groups that are standing up, and restaurants is one of them. Another one, interestingly, is health clubs and gyms.
Right.
They have been closed since the beginning. They were allowed to open slightly for a while.
Like a month.
And they're coming to court with a vengeance right now, the industry group, and they're basically saying, look, you don't have any evidence to prove that this is spreading through gymnasiums, so you need to let us open. The county's response to that at this point is, give us some time. We'll come up with the evidence. they don't have a good response to that at the moment. So I don't know where that's going to go, but there's considerable pushback. I think you probably both heard of Solvang and Paso Robles and their responses here recently. Well, they were there. That was their old city council. Their new city council stepped in on Monday and backpedaled a little bit because the old city council really didn't have a leg to stand on with the way they presented it. Their heart was in the right place. I think they just presented it in such a way that made it sound like, hey, businesses, go ahead and stay open because we'll protect you, but they can't.
Oh.
It's just there's a lot of confusion, a lot of anger, and a lot of money flying toward lawyers right now.
How many actual fines has the county?
Not many.
I mean, because I think that's when the real fight begins, you know, being fined and taking this to court. And
no.
That's where you No,
I know of one health club that was taken to court, and basically I don't think there was a fine imposed. I think it was just an injunction saying you will close, and they did, and that was the end of it. But
well, in other places like in New Jersey, there's the famous gym that's now gone viral. Mm-hmm. And what's happened
no
is no pun intended. What they've done is they're incurring $15,000 a day fines, and they're paying it.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
They must be making good money.
Yeah. No kidding.
Hell of a membership.
Well, and they're in debt quite a bit. They've got a GoFundMe up, and they're having to do all that. Then in New York, there was the I forget what kind of business it was. I think it was a gym or a health club, and the health inspector came to close it, and they chased him out, and he didn't put up a fight. They said, "No, you're not welcome here. Get out." And in other words, I don't know. I mean, there's something uniquely, wonderfully, beautifully American about telling the government, "Go pound sand. You don't have a right to do this." I kind of like hearing that. And I know that there's people who disagree with me on that. I like it.
Yeah,
that's just me.
I know. I agree.
I do too. As long as they're prepared to deal with the consequences that can come down afterward, those are, I agree.
I think we, the whole civil disobedience is an American thing. And, I embrace everybody's right to protest and to say, nope, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely right.
And it's so hard because you are talking about people's livelihood, and so many people are getting destroyed out of this.
Yes.
And then if they try to fight, and I'm seeing it happen. And then mostly people are supporting, but then you get the rabid, you're terrible and selfish and evil.
Right.
I'll never support your selfish business.
Yep.
It's always the people to understand what it's like to own and try to run a business.
I've heard it said, the people who are screaming the loudest are the ones who still have a paycheck.
Paycheck. Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Including people like us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's mm-hmm. the bottom line. We're it's not like we're losing anything here. And that's the part. I've got family and friends who are simply, they have nothing and nothing to fall back on. The judge's order in San Diego County today has been a boon to my family, because it means that the person that I'm talking about will get to keep his job.
Wait, your family owns strip clubs?
A couple, just a few. I have a going interest in one or two.
Gotcha.
Okay. It's called Bazongas. And so
stores, whores.
Well, we've now ruined this episode entirely.
Well, that happened in minute two. Yeah.
Well, this is the December 30th episode, so we couldn't be quite on New Year's Eve, but
that's all right. Yeah.
Well, what else, gentlemen? Let's call into question, each other's sanity at this point.
Oh, see, that works. Been a terrible year. Let's run amok. That's what I want to do. Shenanigan.
You want to do shenanigans? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm sitting here, my brother just sent me a text. He is doing an online Zoom bourbon tasting. And guess what? One of the best drinks was, I'm looking at
Angel's Envy.
Yes, sir. Angel's Envy Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in port wine barrels. Yeah.
There you go. It's good stuff. Their bourbons are delicious too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The rye is sublime, though.
The rye is absolutely sublime. I'm blown away by how good it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know. I'm going to call Angel's Envy and say, all we do is talk about you. Could you sponsor this show?
I think we should do that. Yeah. I'll tell you what. We'll move to Kentucky if they'll sponsor the show.
Yeah.
Move to Kentucky.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. It is. It's a gorgeous place.
I've never been. I think I've been through it a long time ago, but yeah. I don't remember much.
Well, it's a gorgeous place. And Scott and I have friends. Dave and Nancy Graydon moved there. Scott, they own a house there. Yeah, and they love it.
Ah, where are the Graydons? Do they talk like that now?
No, because they're from Pennsylvania. So, no.
they ain't right.
You know what? I've been meaning to say this to you for a long time. What? Your southern accent, it really sucks. It's really you've basically just guaranteed you're going to remain co-host for a very long time.
That's job security, pal. I'd keep that.
Yeah, it really is. And now he's got a mute button.
I can quiet you in a moment.
That's really good. I have no doubt in my mind.
My man.
That's horrible.
Well, this is a fine episode of Considering Some Things. Thank you for being with us. Scott Wolf, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me back. I honestly didn't think you'd ever do it.
Well I tried.
My last performance.
Well, we're reaching the bottom of the barrel at this point.
I figured, yeah.
Pretty much hunting for anybody who'll go. You know, Scott will do it again. He's easy.
It's getting to the point where we won't have someone on unless they say, okay, I'll come on. Exactly.
Oh, it's always a pleasure hanging with you, Scott.
Good times always. So,
yeah. Bourbon time at mine place real soon.
Very soon, gentlemen. It's the holiday break coming up. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. Let's hope and pray that 2021 is far, far better than the year we've just had. And
amen.
Let's keep that going because that's the only thing we can do now is rely on Gandalf the Wizard and a little bit of hope.
Wait, are you saying, and Pfizer. Don't forget Pfizer.
Pfizer. You trust Pfizer. Us with your penis. Now trust us with your...
I knew I shouldn't have brought up Pfizer.
You shouldn't have said brought up.
Oh, man. That was good.
A terrible place to end this podcast.
Yes, it really is.
It really is.
Keith, let's do that with Moderna. Let's go with Moderna.
You went out with a bang right there, buddy.
Oh, Keith.
What? Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Cox has now been demoted to second.
I was just wondering why you're stroking Pfizer so hard. Then I realized, oh, that's right.
Oh. Yeah. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for listening. You have been listening to Considering Some Things with your host, Mark Storer. I'm Keith Cox. And we, as always, a wonderful guest, Mr. Scott Wolf.
Thank you very much.
As always, he's going to be back on again?
Yeah, probably.
I'm the ad guy now, remember?
Ad guy Scott.
Everybody else we ask says no.
So Scott,
you're the one.
You're paying for me, right?
We're going to interview as a different person. You're going to be Bobcat next week or something like that.
Abelfez Naj Mahoda.
There it is. Abelfez Naj Mahoda. Happy New Year, everybody. Take care. Thanks for listening. Right. We'll see you next time. Y'all.